Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Lancer, the president of Mohawk's hardwood and laminate business in North America. Gary, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing very fine. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, you and I haven't done an interview in a long time. A little background on you. You were actually in the soft surface business. You were with Solutia back before Solutia sold to what became Ascend. And around that time, you made the move over to Mohawk, right?
Yeah, correct. I joined Mohawk in 2009 from which was Solutia and Ascend, and knew Mohawk very well. If you remember, we sold them the Weredated brand in that period of time, and eventually I joined Mohawk. It's been a great decision for me.
Yeah, and now you're in charge of their laminate and hardwood business. How does a person transition into that strong a shift?
Well, I would say, you know, a businessman can run just any business. And so I started on the soft surface. I learned, carpet and pad and cushion inside of Mohawk, leading a lot of our, all of our operations, non-manufacturing operations, be it planning, purchasing, ran our pad and cushion business, customer service, claims, credit, logistics. And so I knew the infrastructure. We have a more centralized approach when it comes to those functions. So I did already deal with a lot of the wood laminate resilient as, in addition to the soft surface. So I understood the products, understood the plants, understood the processes. And now in the last 3.5 months that I've been in this role, I'm meeting the customers and understanding the product even more. So it was actually more of a natural transition than you would have thought.
All right, let's talk about the new introductions that Mohawk's rolling out in this hardwood laminate category for 2017. What are some of the things you're most excited about?
Without a doubt, I mean, we have a new plant that started up in Melbourne, Arkansas 3 weeks ago, and it's a sawn face veneered engineered product, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And what you see at the show today and at camp is some of the cutting edge, longer, wider visuals, and it really just looks gorgeous. When you move beyond the wood products, you get into the laminate. Our high-end laminates are absolutely fabulous. The visuals are so realistic. The textures are so wonderful. The bevels, the whole thing, and the performance. And so when you look at laminate and you look at the wood products, I mean, we are on the high end, and we needed it. We have it, and we've hit the mark. So when we talk with the retailers at the show this week, I mean, without exception, we hit the mark. And there's a lot more to come.
You know, I walked the show yesterday and saw some of the products you've got, and I got to say, I think you have hit some of it really well because you don't have a whole wide assortment of colors. So several of them that I saw are wire brush, some of them more heavier wire brush than others. You've got certain collections that you went with dark color palettes, and then you went with certain collections that have light color palettes. So I think you've got about anything somebody would want. And then you also have this new trend that we saw last year at Surfaces, this heavy shift in shading from one board to the other, right?
Correct. I mean, and so one thing that we did fairly recently is we moved our product management and product development for our laminate and wood under the same organization. And as much time as we spend on the laminate side understanding wood, how to be aspirational like wood, now we have the same organization looking over our wood. And what you see there is really a connectivity to some much different products. Obviously, in laminate, you can do some things that you can't do in wood. But now we've brought in a lot of the know-how and a lot of our observation and knowledge inside that laminate business into the wood business, and it's really worked very, very well for us.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that Arkansas plant. I think at one time that was a solid plant, and now you've made some major investments down there. Tell us a little bit about those investments and what that gives you.
Well, when you look at the wood market, it's obviously solid is not going to be a long-term growing category. Engineered is, and it's really a good opportunity to repurpose a plant. So in our Melbourne facility, we still produce solid, and now we're going to be producing sawn face veneer. So we're taking the assets, and repurposing them into where we can take the dry wood and make some beautiful, beautiful veneers and then put it on to engineer. And as we gain success and as the market evolves over time, it gives us the flexibility to continue that move from solid to engineer. But it also gives us the ability to get to the very high-end visuals that you see today. And that's just the beginning. As we get into it, to your point, we've got a fairly limited 4 collections that are coming out as we speak, but we have a plan to continue to grow that business with various visuals. We're spending a fair amount of time on the R&D side of how we can maybe do some things differently from a texture, from a color, from a staining. So what you're going to see is you really see the first evolution, but over the course of the year, you're going to see more styles coming out of that Melbourne plant.
And we should point out that these products you're introducing are somewhere in the half-inch to 9/16 thickness range, and they're wide boards, 7-inch wide boards, and up to 72 inches long, right?
That's correct. We started with a 7-inch frame, but we can go all the way up to 9 inches. We can go all the way down to 3.5 inches. So there's a lot of very visuals that we can have, either multiple widths, multiple lengths, and it gives us a lot of flexibility to make sure we have various products that we can meet and put into the marketplace.
One quick question I'd like to ask you as we end is a little bit about this whole category of hardwood. You know, we watch this category. When you poll the consumer and you ask them if you could have any floor, regardless of cost, what would they want? And they tell us hardwood. And yet we're watching this year, and ceramic tile is actually growing at a faster pace than hardwood is. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think in general there's some inner materials, you know, our high-end laminate, the visuals are so good, the performance is so good that it actually eats into a little bit into the wood. You've got the rigid LVTs that are eating into it, and then you've got some of these incredibly looking ceramics that are eating into it. But at the end of the day, you said it's an aspirational product. We still believe it's going to grow, and I suspect that although it may not grow to the levels that it would be without some of these other products competing against it, it certainly is going to be well beyond a GDP kind of growth product.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Gary, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Gary Lancer, the president of Mohawk's hardwood and laminate business in North America at the Solutions Meeting in Texas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.